This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, Paul Joseph Watson takes over next hour. In just a few minutes. The Queen of England has died. He'll give us his take on that and more. Right now, Chrissy Mayer, well-known comedian, is with us in the studio. We're taking phone calls, and let's go ahead and take a call right now from one of these great callers. And my phone system just crashed. Oh, there it is. So, let's go ahead and take a call from Aaron in New Mexico. Go ahead, Aaron.
I'm calling in because I found a free radio app that plays your show. It's downloadable on Google, Android, and Apple stores. It loops the Alex Jones Show 24/7. It's called Simple Radio. It has thousands of radio channels. InfoWars has a channel, so search InfoWars. The Alex Jones Show starts live every day, and it loops the show until the next one when you come on air.
Simple Radio. All right.
Yep. It only plays InfoWars commercials, so go download Simple Radio, find the InfoWars channel, and listen to Alex Jones' show today. Thanks, Alex. I want to also add, just like Judge Gamble said to you, your beliefs do not make something true, we should parrot that same argument for the transgender dysphoria, you know?
No, I agree. Like this headline. Almost a quarter of Democrats believe men can get pregnant. Their beliefs don't make something true.
Exactly. Yep. And God bless Steve Bannon, Owen Schroer, and all the political prisoners in USA. DeSantis 2024, baby. Let's go. Thank you.
Well, you're beautiful. Don't hang up, Aaron. What else do you make of this crazy world?
It's quite interesting, all the turn of events that we're kind of seeing right now. I was behind Trump, but now I think we should be pushing a new candidate. I've also been thinking InfoWars should hold a little voting poll, DeSantis or Trump, who should we run? Or something to that effect to get some kind of a message out there that there's a mass of people that want change.
I agree. Make it. That's what I did going out against Trump again with the vaccine, is to get him to wake up or to make it all about DeSantis. We are the grassroots. We've got to pressure Trump and DeSantis and other leaders to do the right thing. Beautiful point. God bless you, Aaron, from New Mexico. Thank you so much for calling us today. All right. In closing, Chrissy Mayer, what else do you want to add to these viewers?
Thank you guys so much for watching, Alex. You're such an inspiration to me. Check out my album, Live from January 6th, on Amazon and iTunes. I'll be headlining tonight at the Cap City Comedy Club. Come on out. Have some laughs. Have some drinks. But don't hit on me because I'm engaged.
Oh, my goodness.
You probably can. I don't know.
So, but in closing, what else are you focusing on with your comedy? Do 1 minute of your comedy. Give us.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, you know, I did, before my current fiance, I was in an interracial relationship. My last boyfriend was Dutch. Not ethnically, he just never paid for anything. So, and I was like, I don't want a sugar daddy. I never wanted a sugar daddy. I don't need someone to pay for everything. But I think the next step down would be nice. Not quite a sugar daddy, but like a PayPal I would be okay with. Like just to pick up the little things, like the extra drink.
Yeah, feminism is about having a man like he's a pet. You pick up his crap, you feed him.
No, I love men. I love men. Men are the best.
No, but like under the liberal system, the men do nothing.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, they just sit there and they want women to just have the men hold their purse and just demoralize them until they opt out.
But the women are incredibly unhappy, though.
They're super unhappy, and they don't know why. It's because they've been tricked into wasting their lives on feminism. So that's
all their genetics are about looking for an alpha. To make this species
right.
Better.
You get tricked into getting on birth control, and it screws up your picker. You end up, your body thinks you're pregnant 24/7. You end up picking a much more sensitive, like a different type of man than you normally would go for if your hormones were in line. And women are on birth control their whole lives, and they don't realize it screws up with your mood. It screws up.
So it's a biological, psychological attack.
Yeah. Women need to get off birth
control. Chrissy Mayer, thank you so much. Great to have you in the studio. Glad you came here.
Thanks.
I'm going to introduce Paul Watson, who's deep in mourning The Queen Elizabeth has died. Paul may not be able to host this. Stay with us.
The Rage, for more than a decade, have been concentrated green powders with wheatgrass and so many other ingredients that are known to make us healthy, to make us vibrant, and to defend our immune systems. Now, over a year and a half ago, we came out with a product that was top sourced, top of the line, as good as going to get. But then the supply chain broke down, and it was sold out for more than a year. Finally, green fiber capsules, this big old bottle, jam-packed, is back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, 30% off. There's limited time, left time to go into all the great things it does or what it has inside. But go to InfoWarsStore.com and look up green fiber capsules for yourself and see how amazing it is. And what's just as amazing is it funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air. We're all under globalist attack. They don't want you to have these essential nutrients that are in this product. Get yours today at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock.
Facts and common sense are in. Yes, there have been corrupt empires. Yes, they manipulate. Yes, there are secret societies. Yes, there have been oligarchies throughout history. And yes, today in 2002, there is a tyrannical organization calling itself the New World Order, pushing for worldwide government, a cashless society, total and complete tyranny. By centralizing and socializing health care, the state becomes God, basically, when it comes to your health. And then by releasing diseases and viruses and plagues upon us, we then basically get shoved into their system where human beings are absolutely worthless.
All right, Paul Joseph Watson from England is taking over right now. The Queen of England, Queen Elizabeth II, has died at 96. And people can celebrate that, but I'm not celebrating it because, ladies and gentlemen, Prince Charles, Charles III, is about to be the King of England. So, Paul, obviously the Queen was more conservative. Her son is a globalist. And I know you live there. You know these people. You've interviewed these people. You're involved in it. And you've told us on air you're more of a royalist now. What on earth do you expect from this and King Charles III? And how long will he be king before his son becomes king, Paul?
Well, I reckon he'll be king for quite a while because he's only 73 years old at the moment. So I reckon, you know, given their lineage, he's probably got a good two decades or more left. But yeah, it's a sad time. Obviously, the Queen is an icon, a representation of Britain. She's been on the throne since 1952, over 70 years. And the country's changed a lot, a hell of a lot. It's almost unrecognizable in some places since 1952. So for her to pass, it's kind of a passing of something far more monumental than just the Queen as an individual. We had a Jubilee celebration back in June for her 70th year on the throne. And it was weird. It didn't feel like a celebration. It felt like more kind of a wake for the country that she represented that has now been lost thanks to, you know, massive political polarization, thanks to mass immigration that's continually changed the identity of entire areas of the country. So it is sad in a way. Of course, the vilest people you can imagine, the anti-racists, the anti-colonialists, despite the fact that the Queen decolonized much of the world, are out on Twitter celebrating it, feverishly popping champagne corks. So to align with those kind of people, I want to steer well away from that because, you know, it is sad. I'm not devastated because I wasn't intimately tied in with supporting the royal family, but for the country, it does mark the passing of a time which was very different to what Britain manifests itself as today. So in that sense, it does feel quite monumental, whether you like the royalty, the monarchy or not.
Paul, I totally agree with you, and this is very nuanced. They demonize the British royal family. They attack it. The left hates it, so that makes us as conservatives or nationalists or Christians or populists want to then support it. I don't think she was a bad person. I totally agree with what you're saying. So I'm sad the Queen of England died. I think overall she was probably a good person. The longest living monarch,
in world history from the numbers we have, not just British history, 70 years. And so this is a big deal. But just because the left attacks her doesn't mean I support the whole structure that's now taken over the British Empire and what is behind it. And so I'm really concerned about Prince Charles and his whole globalist carbon tax, New World Order system coming in. So we can talk about the Queen being dead all day long and the left celebrating it. And I agree. They vestigially see her as the enemy, and that is the enemy for them. But she was really the head of state and presided over the breakup of the UK and this whole third world invasion. So I don't want to completely abscond her or separate her from that guilt. Don't speak ill of the dead. I get that. I'm just saying she could have done a lot more against the UN replacement migration. And so that's my issue. I know the left's celebrating it. I'm not with them. They hate nationalism. They hate sovereignty. Even though she's the Windsor's not really British. She's a little British, mainly German, mainly Hungarian, Romanian, Dracula, literally. I get that they're the symbol of it. So we love the UK. We love Britain. We love England. One of the most storied cultures in the world. You know, I'm not an Anglophile, but I mean, if I'm anything, that's my roots. But at the same time, Paul, it's like she's being attacked. But she also went along with it. So I'm going to let you take over. I'm going to be listening. But how do we deal with the royal family presiding over all this? And now, if you didn't like Queen Elizabeth, man, I love her compared to Prince Charles. Speaking of Prince Charles, who really is his father's son when it comes to depopulation. Paul Joseph Watson of Summit.News.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah, it gets back to the whole debate of whether the royal family's ceremonial or they actually exercise any power. Of course, they own a lot of land in the United Kingdom. They still exercise dominion in that way. But I think what you will see, and it'll be interesting, the early statements and maneuvers that Prince Charles makes is the contrast between how interfering he is as a sovereign in the affairs of a country, which you can argue is a good thing or a bad thing, depending on whether you agree with him. It's very hypocritical. But then on the side of the Queen, you could argue that she tried to stay out of state affairs, and maybe she shouldn't have stayed out to such a degree, given how much the country has changed since she sat on the throne. But again, that is a debate that will follow in the next few days and weeks. Obviously, King Charles III has been named as the new sovereign of England. Tributes are flooding in. One person who was notable by his absence in offering tributes, or at least concern, as the Queen was dying. Now, I think what actually happened, the rumors were flying, and this seems to make a lot of sense. The Queen actually died last night. She probably died last night in her sleep. The last public appearance for the Queen was on Tuesday when she swore in the new Prime Minister, Liz Truss, and she was on camera shaking the hands of the new Prime Minister. I mean, obviously looked frail. She's 96 years old, but didn't look too bad, and that was only on Tuesday. So she must have rapidly declined in the past 36 hours. Apparently, probably died last night. The doctors then came out with a statement saying they were deeply concerned, which was basically a red flag, an indication to get the machinery of government and of media into gear to prepare the population for this announcement, which it probably happened last night, but they delayed the announcement until about 6:30 p.m. today. It has been announced that the Queen is dead. Donald Trump has come out with a statement from him and former First Lady Melania Trump. Said, Melania and I are deeply saddened to learn of the loss of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. Together with our family and fellow Americans, we send our sincere condolences to the royal family. The best statement, actually, if you are moved by this, which a lot of people are in this country, it's a monumental occasion, actually was by Boris Johnson, not the most popular person in the country right now, from either the left or the right. But he said, and he's a very good writer, whatever you want to say about Boris Johnson and his record in government, he's always been an outstanding writer. He said this: this is our country's saddest day. In the hearts of every one of us, there is an ache at the passing of our Queen, a deep and personal sense of loss, far more intense, perhaps, than we expected. Went on to say, in these first grim moments since the news, I know that millions and millions of people will be pausing whatever they have been doing to think about Queen Elizabeth, about the bright and shining light that's finally gone out. And that's it. Whether you're into the monarchy or not, when somebody is a part of the fabric of the country, they become a part of your life for decades and decades and decades, given that she's been on the throne, as I said, for 70 years. So whenever somebody dies like that, you don't even need to have a personal connection with them, don't need to necessarily like them or the institution that they represent, to feel that monumental shifting in the nation, in the culture, in the world. I mentioned it briefly earlier. Breitbart reports U.S. professor hopes queen of, quote, raping genocidal empire is in excruciating pain. This was a tweet put out about 5 hours ago, shortly before Queen Elizabeth died, or at least the announcement was made. This was a Nigerian-born professor at Carnegie Mellon University who said, quote, I heard the chief monarch of a thieving, raping, genocidal empire is finally dying. May her pain be excruciating. Aside from the whole debate, she actually decolonized the empire. Whether you want to agree that the British Empire was a force for good or not, I agree. I would argue it was mainly a force for good. But again, what kind of sick individual do you need to be to immediately get on Twitter when you hear of this news and celebrate it and hope somebody dies in pain? This is the anti-racist left.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom. You are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
Well, I'm going to get into the energy crisis in a moment, but I knew it would happen. The national broadcaster, the BBC, is busy in response to the death of the Queen of England literally an hour ago, droning on about diversity and white privilege. That's their response as the national broadcaster, in league with, by the way, this Carnegie Mellon professor who said she hoped the Queen had died in excruciating pain. A lot of other world leaders were paying tribute to the Queen, hoping for her recovery before she died. Joe Biden didn't even bother to put a tweet out, by the way. But now BBC Radio 4, this is the national broadcaster on the day the Queen of the country of 70 years died, is busy telling us, this is a tweet by Sam Ashworth-Hayes, about how the monarchy is at odds with society, which values equality, diversity, inclusivity, while the monarchy is about white inherited privilege again. They can't go 2 friggin' hours after the Queen of England dies without banging on about anti-racism and white privilege. It's an absolute cult. And the national broadcaster, within hours of the death of the Queen, is engaging in it. Absolutely incredible. That should be a scandal in and of itself. Let's get on to the energy crisis now, though, because we've had this announcement by the new Prime Minister, Liz Truss, that basically the government is going to pay 2/3 of people's energy bills. They're going to cap the energy bills, which were set to rise to £6,500 a year, even beyond that. That's about $9,000 a year by next spring. Governments come out and announce that they're going to cap that at £2,500, basically by paying off the energy companies. Where that money's coming from, we all know where it's coming from, crippling future taxes. Crippling future inflation, more money printing, more devaluation of the currency. No one really cares about that right now because they think it's a magic money tree that has no consequences. But what came out earlier in the week before this, and we're going to go to this video in a second explaining it further, a strange time in the UK, is one of the primary reasons for the government giving this mass handout to individuals to pay their energy bills. And I'm not saying that people weren't going to struggle, that people weren't going to righteously steal food if they needed to feed their families. But one of the main reasons the government handed out this money, which will run into the hundreds of billions over the course of the next 2 or 3 years, by the way, is because the police across the country, and the headline is UK police prepare for breakdown in public order caused by cost of living crisis. The police across the country told them that people will riot in huge numbers and start looting shops if the government doesn't give them a massive handout. Now, again, we've had looting, we've had mass rioting in England as little as 10 years ago with the London riots that spread to other major cities. At the time, the metropolitan elite progressive media came out with this narrative that it was righteous reappropriation of wealth, that it was just poor people struggling, desperately having to steal merely to live. Absolute bollocks. It was people stealing Air Jordans from Foot Locker. That was the vast majority of it. It was people smashing into electronic stores. It was people smashing into off licenses and stealing alcohol. It was a feral criminal underclass, which we've had in this country for decades, partly because of unintegrated diversity, stealing things which they didn't need, criminal opportunists taking advantage of a situation which has been wrongly framed by the media. And it was about to happen again. We've already had a wave in recent weeks and months of mass burglaries, thefts, mass looting in central London. The media barely even reports on it. The only way you find out about it is via viral videos on Twitter and YouTube of groups, mobs of urban youth, as they call them, smashing into candy stores, smashing into off-licenses, 7-Elevens, stealing sweets, stealing alcohol. This has been building over the summer months. The police chiefs got together and put out a report and basically said there's going to be widespread looting in urban areas if you don't give them a massive handout. They're already giving them £400 later this month. And then they're going to give them basically pay half their energy bills. That was one of the major reasons why the new Prime Minister went along with this. And we've got a video talking about it now. A strange time in the UK. Here it is. Well, it's a strange time to be living in the UK right now. Today we have a new Prime Minister. Yes, another one. Who, to deal with the cost of living crisis caused by her government trying to desperately prolong a war 1,500 miles away, is set to authorise a massive benefits bonanza for the general public. Today we learn that the primary reason for the handout is to prevent people committing crimes and rioting in the streets. One MP briefed by local police said if the new Prime Minister doesn't dole out enough free cash, it would, quote, push more people towards crime and lead to public unrest. Other police chiefs warn that crime is already on the rise. Shops are routinely being ransacked, with scenes like this in Norwood, South London, becoming commonplace, yet barely making the news. A woman was also violently attacked by the same mob during the same incident. Police have already said they don't have the resources to respond to or investigate theft and burglary, presumably because many of their officers are elsewhere performing more important duties, like doing the Macarena at gay pride parades. Of course, no one even asks where the 100 billion plus pound benefits handout is even coming from. Presumably, as ever, from the magic money tree called crippling future taxes. Yes, the people who work hard and actually earn money will foot the bill to ensure that urban youth don't get upset and start smashing up JD Sports and Sports Direct shops. Now, I'm not saying that legitimately desperate people won't need to steal food this winter in order to get by without any support. But there's a big difference between that and mass looting the nearest Foot Locker so you can get your hands on the latest pair of Air Jordans, isn't there? When that happened during the 2011 riots, which took place mainly in London and in other ethnically diverse cities, much of the media framed such mindless theft as a justified protest or the legitimate reappropriation of wealth. In reality, it was Britain's feral underclass exercising their warped sense of self-entitlement to engage in rampant criminal opportunism, knowing the metropolitan elite and its propaganda organs would give them a free pass. Expect a similar response to any mass public disorder later this year. Meanwhile, the country's paper of record, the London Times, can barely contain its glee at the fact that there will be no white men in major cabinet positions in the new government for the first time in British history. But hey, I guess it's just another example of institutionalized racism and white male privilege. Going to come back on the other side and talk about the situation in Europe, because whereas in the UK we've had a government handout, promised government handouts, basically going to pay two-thirds of people's energy bills, in Germany, in the Czech Republic, and in other European countries, they haven't had such a bailout as of yet. There's now mass protests on the streets that are being ignored by the media in the Czech Republic. Swiss government is saying that they will imprison people for turning their heating up above 19 degrees Celsius in Switzerland. It's really coming down to the wire. Summit.
People ask me all the time, what is your best nootropic? You've got TurboForce, you've got BrainForce Plus, and you've got BrainForce Ultra. Which one is better? And that's like asking, what's better, a Ford F-150 or a Cadillac or a Ferrari? It's different strokes for different folks. It varies. All three are different formulas. All three do different things. TurboForce is 10 hours of clean, out-of-control energy. I can't even take a whole pack myself. BrainForce Plus is a long-term acting clean nootropic.
This Rainforest Ultra is a super fast-acting nootropic that creates incredible clarity, but doesn't last very long. They're all three different formulas. And finally, back in stock, massively discounted, Brain Force Ultra is available at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Summit.News headquarters. It's Paul Joseph Watson.
Well, back during the COVID lockdowns of 2020 and early 2021, we pointed out that this was a dry run, a test run for climate lockdowns, that they would enforce punitive measures against people emitting carbon dioxide or using energy in the event of a, quote, climate emergency, even though, of course, we know the whole climate change hysteria is precisely that. It was actually happening in some countries. It was happening in India in 2020. The government would literally come out and announce pollution's too high, we have a climate emergency, no cars in certain cities or in certain areas of cities on this day in India. Simultaneously, the much-vaunted fact-checkers came out and said, there's no such thing as climate lockdowns. They don't exist. No one's even talking about them. Of course, you had the WEF and all these other globalist technocrat groups celebrating how quiet it was during the lockdown and how nature was flourishing at the expense of humanity, of course. Climate lockdowns happening, fact-checkers simultaneously claiming that anyone who said that was a dangerous conspiracy theorist that needed to be banned and censored. Well, what is happening now? We have energy emergencies. We have punitive measures being enforced against citizens for using energy. I had this story last week. Power company seizes control of thermostats in Colorado during heat wave. 22,000 households in Colorado lost the ability to control their thermostats after the power company seized control of them during a heat wave. Saw the same thing in California yesterday, of course, where they're asking people, at the moment it's asking, next it's going to be telling, not to use energy until, what was it, 9 p.m. at night or something like that, to avert an energy crisis. They're going to roll the energy crisis into the climate crisis. In Colorado, what appears to have happened was that these people signed up for a rewards program where if they allowed outside forces to control their thermostat or at least give them recommendations on what to do with their thermostat, that they would get some money off their bills. What they didn't realize at the time, of course, was that the power company could literally hijack their thermostat and flash up an emergency warning and prevent them from turning on the AC, which is exactly what happened to 22,000 households in Colorado because of smart meters, which we were warning you about, what, 15 years ago? Now we see it happening. Meanwhile, EU demands mandatory energy rationing. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has asked EU member nations to implement mandatory. Remember that? In Spain, they have bans on AC being below 27 degrees Celsius, which is pretty darn hot in summer, and being above 19 degrees Celsius in winter. Fines of up to €600,000. In other words, if you're a business that puts your heating on in winter against the government mandate, your business is finished. They have inspectors going around. We now have the European Commission president saying they're going to have mandatory energy rationing to flatten the curve, using the exact same language that the totalitarian technocrats used to lock us down. We now know that lockdown was a complete scam from beginning to end, yet they're still deploying the same weaponized language. Switzerland, Swiss face up to 3 years in prison for violating heating rules. People in Switzerland have violated the country's new heating rules, which forbid setting the temperature above 19 degrees. Bear in mind, old people who are especially susceptible to the cold. Again, we were supposed to lock down the entire society, take 5 booster shots to protect the elderly. Oh, but when it gets to winter, they're going to literally kill them off by having the heating below 19 degrees. That may seem okay for most people, but if you're elderly, you need to stay warm. We had an entire lockdown based around protecting vulnerable people. As soon as it gets to the winter, oh, Sodom, let's get that heating down because we've got an energy crisis. Under the new rules, buildings that use gas heating systems are restricted to 19 degrees Celsius, that is 66.2 Fahrenheit for you Americans, while hot water can only be heated up to 60 degrees Celsius and radiant heaters are banned entirely. They may fine you $30, they may fine you $3,000, or they may put you in prison for 3 years. Good news, though, is that we've now got mass protests on the streets against this, not against Vladimir Putin, but against the actual sanctions on Russia, against the lie that this is solely Vladimir Putin's fault when we had the inflation beforehand, when we had the disastrous net zero agenda, climate change hysteria crap that has made all these European countries overly dependent on green energy, overly dependent on Russian energy, to the point where, up until a couple of weeks ago, the German government was planning to shut down all its nuclear plants across the entire country, despite this massive cost of living crisis. They only reversed that decision at the last minute. This is called revolt against the current thing. This is about the protest in Prague that happened this past weekend. Let's roll it. There were gigantic protests in the Czech capital of Prague over the weekend. An estimated 70,000 people marched out of a population of 10.7 million. That's the equivalent of over 500,000 people marching in Germany. What were
their demands, an end to energy sanctions on Russia, neutrality regarding the conflict in Ukraine, an end to weapons supplies in Ukraine, and the resignation of their government. This was the first major revolt against the current thing crisis. Some of the demonstrators carried banners saying, aid for Ukrainians and two sweaters for us. The crowd also chanted demise and we've had enough in reference to their desire for the government to resign from power. People prepared slogans against the EU, NATO, Prime Minister Peter Fiala, the Green Deal for Europe and the government's rejection of Russia. This is not our war, the crowd asserted, angry at soaring inflation and spiraling energy bills. And you can't dismiss the Czechs as being unwitting agents of Putin. They suffered under the brutal occupation of Soviet forces right up until the end of the 80s. Similar protests are also being planned in major German cities over the course of the next month. It remains to be seen what the response of the authorities will be, given that protesters have already been demonized as domestic extremists and warned that they're being watched by the security services.
That indeed is happening in Germany, where of course we've had numerous top public officials come out over the last few weeks and say these protesters who are planning to demonstrate against cost of energy increases, massive spikes in bills, they're domestic extremists, they're just continuing from the anti-vaxxer stuff. We need to have literal secret services watch them, people struggling to pay their bills. In the UK, we've had a better outcome. Of course, I talked about it earlier with the new Prime Minister, Liz Truss. The one thing she has done, the one good thing she has done, apart from this bailout, which we'll end up paying for anyway, is she's restarted fracking in the UK, which there should have never been a moratorium on fracking in the first place. It was an energy miracle for the United States, and it was initially for the United Kingdom. This cost of energy crisis, in terms of shortages of gas, energy rationing and so forth, would have never have happened if we'd have kept that fracking running. Well, now she's finally reintroduced it, at least lifted the ban on it, so hopefully that will come to pass. Economists, Europeans are mad with anger and it will worsen. That is French economist Charles Gave saying that Europeans now recognize that it isn't all Vladimir Putin's fault, that it's their own leaders' overdependence, stupidity of pursuing net zero policies that has led us down this path. And also, we just played the video there of the mass protests in Prague. This was censored by the media. Obviously, there were some news reports about it. Getty Images did not send a single photographer to the mass demonstration in Prague involving 70,000 people. Bear in mind, that's a country with a population of only about 10 million. If that was in Germany, as I said in the video, it'd be 500,000 people. You go on Getty Images News, type in Prague protest. The last thing they have on there, bear in mind they're supposed to cover world events entirely, is a protest, never again, a pro-Ukraine protest from May 2022, from 4 months ago. Not a single Getty Images News photographer was sent to a giant mass protest in the capital city of the Czech Republic on Saturday to document that. It's cover-up. We'll be back. There we go.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Internationally from the Summit Top News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
Still have some housework to do in terms of covering remaining UK issues because we had a new Prime Minister and we also had a media celebrating the fact that there was no white man in a major government role in this new Conservative government. Like being white or male was a bad thing. It's not. And we're going to get into that. But first, I want to play the first few minutes from this new video that went up a few hours ago, because we've had some major damaging revelations about OnlyFans and the damage it's doing to both men and women over the course of the past few days, as it's revealed that their profits run to, in terms of the owner of OnlyFans, this shadowy pornographer, $500 million in profit. This is called Simpocalypse. Here's the clip.
Remember in early 2020 when I made that Simps video?
What on earth is a simp?
Trying to urge young men against pursuing such a vacuous, destructive habit.
Yeah,
took a big fat L on that one, didn't I?
For the simps are now legion, and they are many.
Welcome to the Simpocalypse. OnlyFans majority owner Leonid Radvinsky, a shadowy pornographer about whom virtually nothing is known and the media barely tries to find out, made $500 million from OnlyFans in the space of just 18 months. The company's profits have soared from $61 million in 2020 to $433 million last year. Their user base has metastasized to 220 million, most of them men, with 2021 seeing a 128% increase. Get this, simps spent $4.8 billion on OnlyFans last year alone. Lockdown handed them an army of new users, and now the cost of living crisis will hand them an army of new creators. Whenever society catches a metaphorical disease, OnlyFans is the first parasite on the scene, quick as a flash, to make it all immeasurably worse. Andrew Tate gets vilified and banned for supposed misogyny. He's apparently this massive dangerous threat to young men. Yet we've lost, completely lost, an entire generation of young men to simpery and OnlyFans. Tate's the devil incarnate for offering courses teaching young men how not to be dysfunctional, emotionally crippled losers. Yet courses teaching young women how to be OnlyFans camgirls, rapaciously feeding off the corpse of masculinity. Oh, that's just fine.
Whether you're just starting out on OnlyFans or in the process of creating one, this program is for you. I give you all the secret tips and tricks other creators don't want you to know.
Yeah, OnlyFans might literally be shrinking young men's brains, but Andrew Tate said something offensive. OnlyFans founder Radvinsky ran websites in the 90s and 2000s providing hacked passwords to porn sites featuring underage performers and bestiality. Countless under 18s are selling explicit videos on OnlyFans.
There are children as young as 14 years of age that are then seeing the opportunity to generate income.
Children are getting OnlyFans user accounts approved after using their grandmother's passport.
Police say one 14-year-old used her grandmother's passport to sell explicit images.
Nonsense are then trying to meet up with them in real life.
These are the types of comments she received while promoting her OnlyFans account on Twitter. Some request more graphic content and ask if she'll meet up.
Missing children are even appearing in explicit OnlyFans videos.
Childline says children have anonymously contacted their counselling service and talked about their experiences on the site. Some reported separately being victims of historic sexual abuse.
We saw a dozen or so children that were also linked with content on OnlyFans.
It's becoming increasingly clear that OnlyFans is being used by children. Children on occasions are being blackmailed and exploited. The company are not doing enough to put in place the safeguards that prevent children exploiting the opportunity to generate money, but also for children to be exploited.
All of this gets a pass from the dominant culture. No action is taken. No one cares. Yeah, it's Andrew Tate who's the real problem. Yeah, he's the one who must be stopped. But OnlyFans changed their colours to the Ukrainian flag. They posted the black square in solidarity with Black Lives Matter. I mean, yeah, they may be facilitating the trafficking and sexual abuse of children. They may be utterly destroying normal, healthy human relationships. That's where your 5 billion beta bucks went. But isn't it more important that they support the message? Andrew Tate didn't put a Ukraine flag in his bio.
There you have it. You can watch the rest of that video on YouTube, but I want to move into this topic, and we've got another final video to play on this. Because again, we've had a new Prime Minister in the UK, and she has chosen a government cabinet that contains no white men. The newspapers, the media heralded this, they commended it. Headline: Times newspaper highlights how no white men will hold major office in new UK government. The Times newspaper in the UK has published an article noting how no white man will hold major office in the new government led by Liz Truss. No great officers of state will contain white men. And again, can you imagine the new government of Nigeria, which recently banned diversity in advertising, by the way, very interesting. Imagine the new government in Nigeria containing no black men in any of their major government offices, and then the media in Nigeria celebrating that as a great example of progressivism, despite the fact that the overwhelming majority of the population in Nigeria is, of course, black, just as still the majority of the population, around 86%, is white in the United Kingdom. This video is called No Country for White Men. Let's roll it.
For the first time in British history, no great office of state will be held by a white man. Liz Truss's new Conservative government contains no white man in a prominent cabinet position. Ha! Take that, leftists! Who are the real racists now? Following on from the Times, the Telegraph became the latest newspaper to commend this as a boon for diversity. Diversity that's not quite diverse enough to include white men. In Britain, where the population is 87% white. Yeah, not that kind of diversity. Liz Truss forms most diverse cabinet in history with no white males in top jobs. She appointed her key ally, Kwasi Kwarteng, who has Ghanaian heritage, to the Treasury. James Cleverly, whose mother is from Sierra Leone, was made Foreign Secretary. And Suella Braverman, whose parents are of Indian origin, became Home Secretary. Meanwhile, this is the woman who has been picked to become Health Secretary. Now, I'm not trying to be mean. Everyone at some point in their life has struggled with weight gain. But not everyone gets to become the health secretary. It seems to be a common theme. Belgium previously appointed a 20-stone woman as health minister. Maybe the next chancellor of the exchequer will be someone with a history of bankrupted businesses and petty theft convictions. Or maybe not. To her credit, Therese Coffey, who is Catholic and anti-abortion, good for her, addressed her critics. She acknowledged that she's not a role model for health, but will do her best in the job anyway. I mean, good luck to her. She can't be any worse than arch lockdown zealot Matt Hancock, can she? But will Liz Truss be any better than Boris Johnson? The early signs aren't great. The first thing she did upon becoming Prime Minister was to pledge a loyalty oath to the current thing. Prolonging a war 1,500 miles away. And how did Liz Truss address the very real crisis of record numbers of boat migrants arriving in England on a daily basis? A massive security threat, a huge drain on economic resources, a total insult to the very notion of borders and nationhood. Well, she didn't even mention it. No, not a single word.
And in further fallout from the announcement of this new diverse cabinet, Remix News reports ex-BBC presenter issues grovelling apology after calling new Conservative administration the Coconut Cabinet. This is a left-wing anti-racist. The former BBC TV and radio presenter has apologised for and withdrawn a controversial remark about Liz Truss's new government, referring to what is the most diverse administration in British history as the Coconut Cabinet. Now, what was interesting about his grovelling apology on Twitter was that in apologising for calling it a coconut cabinet, and again, you know, these people in this cabinet may be far better than the white men in the previous Boris Johnson cabinet. That's not the point. The point is, why is the media celebrating the fact there's no white people in it? That's weird. That's effed up. But then this Ian McWhirter, this former BBC journalist, apologised for making what he said was an ironic reference to a term used by some on the left about black people who are deemed traitors to the cause through joining the Tory party. And again, it's that whole narrative, bigotry of low expectations. They expect people's skin colour to be wedded to their political opinions. They think black people are all stupid and should all think the same things, but they're the anti-racists. But in making this grovelling apology, he said, quote, "Indeed, I tweeted earlier that the Truss cabinet made the Scottish government look, quote, hideously white. I have always championed racial diversity in my columns." So in making his apology for being racist, he proudly showcased his previous tweet in saying that another cabinet in Scotland was, quote, hideously white. What other race does he think is hideous, or is it just white people? And how on any sane planet is that anti-racist apology for him making a racist statement? That's going to wrap it up for the Summit News Hour. Coming up next is the War Room. Don't go away.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of
markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.